AP News for Friday, April 26th. I'm Ben Thomas. In Nebraska, police and firefighters have been going door-to-door helping people trapped after a tornado plowed through suburban Omaha. Pat Woods saw it coming.
Touched down about 200 yards over there, and then we went to the kit shelter. And we came, but we could hear it going through. When we came back up, our fence was gone. We looked over to the northwest, and the whole neighborhood's gone.
Hundreds of houses damaged, and there have been injuries, but no immediate reports of anyone killed. The U.S. is sending Ukraine additional Patriot missiles for its air defense systems, part of a massive $6 billion package of additional aid. Donald Trump's lawyers tried to discredit the testimony of the prosecution's first witness in his hush money trial. Maine's Democratic governor has signed into law a suite of gun safety measures approved by lawmakers after the deadliest mass shooting in state history. Norman Hall has details.
The new laws expand background checks for private sales of weapons, bolster the state's yellow flag law, criminalize the transfer of guns to prohibited people, and expand mental health crisis care. The governor told lawmakers during the State of the State address that doing nothing was not an option after an Army reservist with an assault rifle killed 18 people and injured 13 others in Lewiston on October 25th. The bills drew opposition from Republicans who accused Democrats, who control both legislative chambers, of using the tragedy to advance anti-gun proposals. I'm Norman Hall.
Tennessee's Republican governor has signed into law a measure that allows teachers and staff to carry concealed handguns on public school grounds. It follows a shooting at a Nashville elementary school last year that left 3 children and 3 adults dead. The Fed's preferred inflation gauge showed March prices up 2.7% from a year earlier, while Wall Street closed out a winning week. And a freight train derailed and caught fire near the Arizona-New Mexico line Friday, forcing the closure of Interstate 40. This is AP News. Britain's King Charles will resume public duties next week following treatment for cancer. And a young killer whale trapped in a lagoon on Vancouver Island for more than a month has used high tide to get past a bottleneck. Lisa Dwyer has the story.
The young orca finally reached an inlet that could take it to the open sea, where officials hope that the young calf's cries will be heard by its orca family. An attempt in mid-May to free the whale involved using a net to corral her into a large fabric sling in shallow waters. The whale managed to dodge a 50-person rescue team that was using boats, divers, and sophisticated underwater detection equipment. In another effort, a woman tried to coax the whale out of the lagoon by playing her violin during high tide. The calf finally made her big move on her own and now must continue out of her new location in the inlet to be able to reach open ocean. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.